First, we have our usual Tuesday offering for you lads.
Uh-oh.
Once again, a visit from the Poet Laureate of Valley Ranch.
So suddenly our heroes have won two in a row, underscoring the fact that Wade had to go. But we still look back at those first eight with such woe, remembering that early season as a nauseating dog show. But now we don't look like such a motley crew, and the officials have found some other club to screw. No longer are we a team that's easy to poo-poo. Mm. But any minute we know, we could turn back into poop, too. God. For more than a half, Jerry still looked so blue. It got worse when Big Len was caught hugging a boy named Sue. But the Lions got done in by Barber's hairdo. Kettner ran for 29? No chance, you say. You can look it up on Yahoo. Man. So, why did we once cut this man-child McCann? Every Sunday he makes a play like he's some Superman. And Sean Lee looks like he might be a good player man. While Mavs dream of having someone with Dez's wingspan. If he keeps winning, this'll be Jason's job. Which surely will make sad other hopefuls, like Bob. Back-to-back wins have quieted our angry mob. So if they beat New Orleans, will your heart begin to throb? There's even talk of Romo throwing again, which makes about as much sense as Polka Dot Pelican. Hope springs anew for a team once overran as we find some success with this new Garrett plan. So, has beating the Giants and Lions made you real drunk? Have a couple of wins brought you out of your funk? Do you look at these Cowboys and say, I think there's some junk in that trunk? Even though this season's dreams have incredibly shrunk. But should you need something to make you feel sober, just remember, this is the same team that went 0 for October.
Yay!
Smelled like a scum.
Polka Dot Pelican, Gordon?
I liked it.
I love it.
Love it. Love it.